Well, good afternoon, brethren.
Good afternoon.
To all the people who are watching over the internet. You know, I couldn't help but look at these flowers that are up here and just stare at them. And, you know, the two words that came to my mind when I was looking at them was simple, beautiful. You know, how simple that is. That arrangement, and yet how beautiful those flowers are. It's just amazing what God can do. Brethren, when I look around the room, I see people who will be kings and priests during the millennium. Brethren, I could be wrong, but I believe it is my responsibility as a speaker to prepare the people who follow Jesus Christ and prepare them to be kings and priests during the millennium. Today's message will help prepare the followers of Jesus to be better kings and priests during the millennium and better leaders today. I like to start this message with a joke. A fool, yes, I said fool, decided to start a chicken farm, so he bought 100 chickens to start. A month later, he returned to the dealer for another 100 chickens because the first 100 had died. A month later, he was back to the dealer for another 100 chickens because the second 100 chickens also died. A month later, he came back, and the dealer asks the fool, he says, "Why are all your chickens dying?" And the fool replies, "I think I'm planting them too deep." Brethren, we interact with fools almost daily. We interact with fools in our personal life, our work life, our social life, and our spiritual life. The title of this message is Identifying Biblical Fools. In today's message, we will learn from the Bible how to identify people who are fools. And this message is the first of two messages. On August 24th, I'm going to give a second message. And in my second message on August 24th, we will learn from the Bible how to interact with these fools. Today, we're going to learn from the Bible how to identify people who are fools. You have been given a handout to record your notes or to record the names of the people who come into your mind as we review the characteristics of the fool. Brother, for 25 years, I was a biblical fool until I turned my life over to the care of God. I still do foolish things occasionally, but I repent of them and I try to change. The Bible has much to say about fools. One biblical description of a fool is this: there are people who do not fear the Lord, and they despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. There are people who hate knowledge. Proverbs 1:22. And they are people who lack an understanding heart. Proverbs 8:5. A fool is someone who constantly does foolish things. It's their way of life, and they have no desire to change. Some people, like you and me, brother, may occasionally do a foolish thing. However, it's not our way of life. After we do a foolish thing, we repent, and we try not to do it again. A fool, a biblical fool, does not repent. They continue to do the same foolish thing over and over and over. It's their way of life. Brethren, the challenge is we cannot identify a fool by just looking at him. There are actually three ways to identify people who are fools. The first way is to listen to a person's speech. The second way is to watch how they behave. And the third way is to look at the wreckage of a person's behavior. In today's message, we are going to quickly review the characteristics of fools, biblical fools, from Proverbs, as it relates to their speech and their behavior. Let's begin this first section of the message by quickly identifying eight characteristics of fools as it relates to their speech. Number one, and these are on your handout. These fools go around communicating false statements about other people with the purpose of harming their reputation. Proverbs 10:18 says, "Whoever spreads slander is a fool." The Bible Knowledge and John Gill commentary says, "This fool is a person who openly or secretly defames his neighbor out of hatred." These fools go around spreading false and malicious rumors about people to others to damage their character and their reputation. You can see and hear examples of these fools daily on television when you watch the political news channels. This sin of slander is a violation of the Sixth Commandment against killing, and only very wicked people with evil hearts do it. Okay, let's look at the second characteristics of a fool. These fools proclaim their foolishness by speaking their lack of good sense. Proverbs 12:23 says, "The heart of fools proclaims foolishness," and Proverbs 13:16 says, "A fool lays open his folly." The Adam Clark commentary says, "I have known of men of some learning so intent on immediately informing people how well cultivated their minds were that they have passed as stupid." These fools, they're anxious to demonstrate their knowledge and blurt out their lack of good sense. These fools cannot keep their mouth shut. And when they basically know nothing, for their heart demands that they keep speaking foolishly. These fools are always giving their opinion, and the hearers quickly realize these fools do not know what they are talking about. Let's look at the third characteristics of a biblical fool. These fools' proud speech gets them in trouble. Proverbs 14:3 says, in the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride. The Bible Knowledge Commentary describes these fools as people who are arrogant, hardened, and thick-headed in their ways. Matthew Henry Commentary says, these fools have pride in their hearts and no wisdom in their heads to suppress it. These fools boast proudly. They condemn and criticize proudly. They scorn proudly. And they command proudly. The words of these fools are arrogant, hurtful, and not gracious. Let's look at the fourth characteristics. These fools are eager to throw their foolish opinions around. Proverbs 14:33 says, "What is in the heart of fools is made known." Matthew Henry Commentary says, "These fools like to impress or attract attention. They are ignorant and must tell everyone what they think. Their greatest joy is talking because they are confident and they believe they have great insights to offer. Once they start talking, they are difficult to stop. They keep babbling, whether they know the subject or not. The pride and lack of discretion causes these fools to pour out the foolishness inside them. These fools could improve their reputation just by closing their mouth. Let's look at the fifth characteristics of a fool. These fools say the wrong thing, or they say the right thing the wrong way, at the wrong time, or to the wrong person. Proverbs 15:2 says, "The mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." And Proverbs 15:7 says, "The heart of this fool does not disperse knowledge." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "The many words of these fools bubbles out like water from a spring, and it shows how foolish they are. These fools destroy relationships and aggravate situations by talking too much about too little. They love the sound of their voice expressing their feelings and opinions, but no one else does. People around these fools eventually get tired of cringing every time this fool opens their mouth or having to do damage control after the fools have spoken. Let's look at character six. The speech of these fools is not compatible with their character, conduct, or position. Proverbs 17:7 says, "Excellent speech is not becoming to a fool." According to the Bible Knowledge Commentary, this scripture refers to various forms of injustice. You see, these fools are hypocrites. They speak of doing righteous things, however, their life does not back up their words. When these fools try to sound noble or wise, they only irritate others by their conceit and hypocrisy. Characteristic number seven. These fools are obnoxious and always argue. Debates follow them wherever they go. Proverbs 18:6 through 7 says, "A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "These fools find themselves in trouble because they speak from a corrupt heart, and their words are out of place. These foolish talkers should be beaten." Brethren, these fools are obnoxious, they argue, they contradict, they retort quickly, and they answer issues before they even hear them. These fools are disrespectful and irritating. They question things not to be questioned, and they argue about words to no profit. These fools have no discretion. Their quarrelsome approach to conversation is offensive and confrontational, and it results in hurt feelings, contention, and strife. Number 8, this is the final characteristics of a fool by their speech. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "These fools have no self-control. They spill everything without preparation or thought. These fools do not choose their words wisely, nor do they wait for the right time. When these fools talk hastily and loudly, they confirm their folly even more." Brethren, this concludes the first section of this message. You might ask me, why would he give a message on this? Brother, I am a president of an HOA, and in the HOA, I have come to realize as a president that there are many fools based on their behavior. And so I went to the Bible to determine what is truly a fool. And then I studied on how to deal with them in order to be a good leader. And that's what I'm sharing with you now, my study of what I did. So now in this second section, we are going to identify from Proverbs 12 characteristics of fools as it relates to their behavior, not their speech, but their behavior. Okay, on your handout, number 1, these fools put professional or financial success ahead of being honest. Proverbs 19:1 says, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "This fool is not honest and may try to get rich by devious means. These fools will falsify quotes or estimates to make the big sale. These fools will not tell the whole truth when filling out an application for a job that they really want. Or they may falsify financial statements or tax returns to get what they want." These are just a few examples of this fool. characteristics number two. These fools are quick-tempered. Proverbs 12, verse 16 says, "A fool's wrath is known at once." The Matthew Henry commentary says, "These fools, when provoked, cannot control showing their resentments and anger. These fools are instantly annoyed by the slightest comment. They cannot ignore an insult, and they cannot control their anger to it. Their anger alters their face or facial expressions, and then they lose it. A person knows when they are around this fool because it is like walking on eggshells, and it's scary. A person never knows when this fool will lose it and suddenly explode with anger." I had several of these fools in my dysfunctional family. It was not fun. Okay, let's look at the third characteristics. These fools are completely unaware of any dangers until they are trapped with no way to escape. Proverbs 7:22 says, "Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks." Now, the Bible Knowledge Commentary describes these fools as people who are not able to resist persuasive or seductive smooth talk to do something wrong. Normally, this proverb is used to describe a male fool who cannot resist an unrighteous woman. However, this fool can also be a woman. This proverb may also apply to those fools who are impulsive and do not think before they do something wrong. Okay, number four. These fools enjoy wicked schemes and laugh at sin. Proverbs 10:23 says, "To do evil is like sport to a fool." And Proverbs 14:9 says, "Fools mock at sin." The Bible Knowledge Commentary describes these fools as a thick-headed person who enjoys sinning and make a laughing matter of sin. When these fools are warned not to sin, they laugh at the suggestion. Instead of being sorry for sinning, they boast about it. These fools think sin is a joke. They have no fear of God. John Gill says, "These fools also make light of other people's sins. These fools think they can do whatever they want. They may call it free will or the right to life. They may call it liberty or the pursuit of happiness. It does not matter what these people call it. These fools are ignorant in their rebellion." Number five, these fools think their way is right. They think everyone else is wrong, and they will not receive instruction. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes." The Bible Knowledge Commentary describes these fools as hardened and thick-headed. Matthew Henry says these fools think they are right in everything they do, and therefore they ask for no advice because they do not realize that they need it. The rule these fools go by is this: they do what is right in their own eyes, and they walk in the way of their heart rather than seek what God's word says. Okay, number six. When these fools are warned of danger of their ways, they rage and they continue to be confident in their unrighteous behavior. Proverbs 14:16 says, "A fool rages and is self-confident." Matthew Henry says, "These fools curse God. They are not afraid of any consequences. They cannot bear to be checked, and they persist in rebelling. These fools are driven by their hot-headed nature, and they are reckless regarding evil. There is no glory in their confidence. Their behavior is horrible sin based in scorn, pride, stubbornness, and rebellion." Let's look at characteristics number seven. These fools pretend to want wisdom, but they are not willing to pay the price to get it. Proverbs 17:16 says, "Why is there in the hand of a fool the purchase price of wisdom, since he has no heart for it?" The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "These fools are so simple, they think they can buy wisdom. These fools come with money in hand, but fail to realize they lack the one resource necessary for gaining wisdom, a genuine, heartfelt desire for it." You see, these fools pretend to want wisdom, for it makes them look good. They attend church, they carry a Bible, they ask questions, and they may even buy a religious book. But these fools have no heart for real learning or for needed correction and instruction. These fools form their own opinions from friends, schools, movies, and news media. Okay, let's look at characteristic number eight, based on behavior. And these fools are excited about one thing, then another. Proverbs 17:24 says, "The eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth." Matthew Henry says, "These fools are good for nothing. Their eyes are here and there and everywhere. These fools bounce from one thing to another. They cannot fix their thoughts on one subject or any one purpose. They love new things. They cannot focus on important matters, and they are easily distracted from their duties." They're like children. This fool's slogan is, "I live life with an open mind, and the world sends a steady stream of advertising, fads, public opinion, peer pressure, and other forms of manipulation to bend this fool's mind to the will of the devil." Characteristic number nine of a fool based on their behavior. These fools do not want to gain knowledge. They only want to share their own views. Proverbs 18:2 says, A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing their own heart. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says the double trouble of these fools is their closed mind and open mouth. Wisdom and truth are not important to this fool. They are more interested in their own thoughts. When truth and their opinion collide, they always follow their own opinion. These fools love their own thoughts and desires, and they want to tell and promote them as widely as possible. Brethren, the number of these fools will increase as we approach the last days, because people will love their own selves and reject sound doctrine. Okay, let's look at behavior number 10. These fools continue to repeat unrighteous behavior over and over again. Proverbs 26:11 says, "As a dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly." The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "As a dog eats its vomit, so a fool cannot learn from experience. He returns to his habits even though they are disgusting." This disgusting trait of dogs to eat their own vomit should impress on our minds the disgusting nature of sin and the insanity of those who continue to return to it. Sin hurts people. It hurts their families. It hurts their fortunes. It hurts their fame. And it hurts their health. However, these fools rush back to it again and again, even after they promise to repent and reform. Number 11, these fools remain foolish even when they are punished often. Proverbs 27:22 says, "Though you grind a fool in a mortar with pestle, along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him." Brethren, there is no hope for these fools. Yes, there are a few exceptions. However, they do not alter this general rule. No matter what people do to help these fools, they will stay a fool because they have no heart for wisdom. My dysfunctional family had one of these. There is hope for a foolish child or a temporary foolish person, but there is no hope for this arrogant and hardened fool. The fool in my family ended up dying early in his life because he would not change. These fools are what they are, and they cannot be helped. It is a waste of time and effort to try to reform or educate them. Behavior number 12. This is the last characteristics of a fool based on their behavior. These fools listen to a voice of their heart inside them rather than the voice of God or any person. Proverbs 28:26 says, "He who trusts in his own heart is a fool." Matthew Henry says, The character of these fools is to trust in their own wisdom and counsel, their own strength and sufficiency, their own merit and righteousness, and the good opinion they have of themselves. The voice of this fool's heart comforts and convinces them to not obey all of God's teachings or warnings. The voice of this fool's heart controls them with passionate desire for something they want. Today, it is totally acceptable for people to trust and follow their heart. In fact, people today are taught and their heart can decide what is right for them. People who believe their heart can help them make most decisions are foolish. Brethren, we are in training to be kings and priests during the millennium. The best training we can get for that is today, to find out how to identify a fool and then how to deal with them. Because in the millennium, we're going to be dealing with many fools, and we need to know how to deal with them. It also helps in today's life, because as fools come into our life, biblical fools, we are able to deal with them and know how to treat them. And in my next message, I'll be talking about what the Bible talks about how to deal with fools, because it's important. If you deal incorrectly with fools, you will bring wrath upon you. I know. Okay, let's conclude this message with this last thought. In our world today, we interact with people who are fools. And in the world tomorrow, when we are kings and priests, we will also have to interact with fools. Today we learn from the Bible how to identify fools. We reviewed 8 characteristics of fools as it relates to their speech, and 12 characteristics of fools as it relates to their behavior. Brethren, let's do the right thing. Let's become familiar with these characteristics, and let's use them in this world to identify fools in preparation to being kings and priests in the millennium. And please remember, in my next message, scheduled for August 24th, we are going to review from the Bible how to interact and live with people who are fools in this world and in the world tomorrow when we are kings and priests.